If you think better, you will feel better, and then you'll act better. You'll behave better. If you want rapid growth, progress, if you want to see yourself step up and really perform at a higher level on a day-to-day basis, if you want that shift to happen as quickly as possible, then you need to take a look at your mindset, and you need to take a look at the most common thinking patterns that run in your brain, because you have as much time as everybody else. You probably have around the same amount of energy, maybe a little more, maybe a little less, but it's pretty close. And so if we all have relatively the same amount of internal resources that we can use, the same amount of time that we can use, how come some people are absolutely crushing it and cruising through life and having a great time, and others are stuck in the mud and they're spinning and spinning and it feels like they'll never get out? Now, I've been on both sides of this, and I remember when I was stuck, how much I just wanted something to save me, right? Some kind of secret trick or method or tactic, and if I could just use it and then finally get ahead. And that mentality just keep, you know, creating the same pattern even more. Because if you believe that the way to get out is some external solution, then you're partly right, because you need a better idea. You need to think differently. But also, really what needs to happen is you need to change the way that you think about yourself, the way you think about the world, other people, the challenges that you are facing. If you stay in the same mindset and mentality, if you keep the same perspective, you will experience the same thing over and over and over. And there are so many levels to this. You can have this happen when you're a multimillionaire, or you can have it happen when you're broke and you've got nothing to your name. Because when people get stuck, when they get trapped, it's because of the way that they start to think, what they begin to believe. And then they find evidence to further support what they already think and believe. And then they double down and solidify it even more. And it becomes this echo chamber effect in the mind, where you are basically brainwashing yourself into being stuck where you are. Take a look right now at the past few weeks of your life, maybe even the past few months, and maybe even look back to last year and ask yourself, has a lot changed? Have I grown? What new experiences have I had? What new skills have I developed or polished further and gotten much better at? Really examine how much better you've gotten over the last few weeks, over the last few months, and over the last year or so. Then ask, am I happy? Am I satisfied? Is that enough? Or do I feel like I have more in me? Because the gap, the potential between who you are and who you could be right now is probably massive. And that realization is quite frustrating at first, but then also liberating, because you realize that, of course, there is more in you. This isn't all you've got. You're not giving it everything you have, even if you think you're giving it everything you have. And maybe some seasons of your life are not meant for growth and progress and evolution, and it's okay to rest. But hopefully, most of the time, you're working towards becoming a better version of yourself. And maybe nobody else is willing to really tell you that, but I wish somebody had told me sooner. I wish I had heard that when I was a little kid, because really, that's the essence of life. Growth, to see progress, especially in your personal development, is addicting in all the right kind of ways. You get hooked on it, and then you get better and better, and your life as a result gets better and better. And sure, you will still face challenges and there will still be difficulties, but the way that you handle them and how much capacity you have will be much greater. So instead of looking for the next quick fix, really evaluate what you need to change about what you believe, about how you think. Do you think that you could think better? I really want you to challenge yourself to say, what would be a healthier, more constructive way for me to operate? My mentality, my mindset needs to be better, stronger, more supportive of my goals. It needs to really hold up under pressure, and it needs to support me as I continue to strive to be the best version of myself. Put pen to paper or grab a note on your phone when you get the chance and write down what you would like to think. How would you like to think? And a good way to structure it would be, I'm ready to do X. I'm going to put in this work. I'm willing to follow through, for this amount of time before I see a yield, before I see any results. Maybe I'm going to be more patient. I'm going to be more kind. I'm going to further improve myself so that I will be a more positive influence on the people around me. And this is usually instead of things like, am I good enough? Am I the type of person who's really valuable? You know, just questioning yourself, self-doubt, maybe even negative self-talk where you criticize yourself. What is going on? How is that okay? How is that normal? It's scary that it's normal for people to go around and feel like crap, that it's normal to doubt yourself, to talk down to yourself, to treat yourself like shit. You wouldn't talk like that to a good friend of yours. Why would you treat yourself like that? It doesn't matter what you've done wrong in the past. You have to be willing to let go of the old baggage and say, okay, let me process and work through this, but then move on to really change the way that I operate, because otherwise I'm just gonna keep getting stuck in the same mud. There's a decision to be made here between your comfort zone, your old way of thinking about yourself, about the world, and the new way, the more challenging way where you really step far out of your comfort zone, you know, into new territory. And it forces you to really face off with yourself, to really, you know, head on confront what's going on internally. Again, what would you need to think and believe? How would you need to change your mindset? What would you need to shift out? What parts aren't working right now? What's not leading you closer to your goal? Because you can clearly see if you're on the right track or not. The crazy part of having worked with so many successful clients, having seen people build incredible businesses that make a massive impact in the world, crazy good careers where, you know, they're celebrities, they're doing stuff that they never thought was imaginable, and they're just respected, well-recognized, and they work on things that they really care about and they're passionate about. When I see them really go from a place of not believing in themselves to finally achieving what they want and having every goal that they've set met, it doesn't come from some strategic secret step. It all comes from changing how they feel and think about themselves. And then the technical steps just kind of fall into place usually, which is pretty funny, especially when you consider that most people obsess about the technical aspect. So why spend all your energy on the 20% of results when you should be working on the 80%. When your mind is in the right place, all of this other stuff becomes really quite simple. When you think well, you feel well. When you feel well, you behave well. And I don't mean as in you're being a nice person. I mean as in you are actually going to see success and growth. Because it's really hard to take somebody who hates themselves and then make them successful in spite of their own self-belief, in spite of their worldview. It's just so difficult. It's so much more hard work. And sure, you can use your work ethic. That's great if you've got it, but why use it to fight against yourself? Be on your own team and get yourself on the right side. Anything that's going on in your mind that isn't constructive, that isn't supportive, right now is the time to change it. And if you want my personal help for me to coach you and guide you through that process, like I've done with so many clients before you, then I invite you to jump over to eraphael.com. Link is in the description. Over there, you can book a one-on-one call with me directly. We'll speak, see if it's a good fit. And if so, I'll be holding you accountable and supporting you every single week to make sure that you are breaking through consistently, getting all the progress and growth that you desire. Again, if you want to take advantage of it, eraphael.com, link is in the description. As always, I hope that you enjoyed this one, and I will catch you on the next one.